Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show.
To the cloud. All right, guys, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. This is Ashley and I have Kelsey with me. I've had a couple Kelseys this year. She's 16. She's not pregnant. Nope. So I think you're my only Kelsey that is pregnant this year, but you have a unique story. You had gotten your period back on your own and then you signed up for coaching. So tell me about the journey to getting your period back on your own, because I totally, like, people are like, that's probably not the smartest business move. I'm like, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You can get your period back on your own.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? So what did you do? Tell the people, because I'm sure they're going to be like, what did she do? What did she do?
Yeah. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, like, we started working with someone, I mean, it's been over a year and a half, probably, like a nutritionist. But honestly, like, we just didn't really gel very well. So I kind of just tapered out of that and still kind of used a little bit of the like ideas that she gave me as far as like time of days to be eating, and all of those things. And just kind of continued with that on my own. But eventually I kind of got to a point where in my own heart, I knew that, like, for me, exercise had become an idol in a lot of ways. And obviously, like, my faith, like, I was just really convicted by that. And so I began to take away exercise along with eating at, like, more frequently and more intake, and recovered my first period in August. Mm-hmm. But then it was almost like as soon as that happened, like, I felt more of a desire to work out and kind of just, like, jumped right back into that. And Like, obviously working out is not a bad thing, but when it's like the first thing you think about in the morning and like what you're thinking about when you go to bed, and just wanting to push your body to its limits and give it as little as fuel as possible. My body naturally was back under a lot of stress, and then for a few months I didn't have one, another period. And so my husband and I, we were just like, okay, we've got to do something different and figure this out. So we were just like, honestly, we researched so much. Like, I feel like our Instagram feeds were just like full of like HA stuff. Like, I'm not even joking. And we came across like you guys, and Ross was like, let's just do it. Like, let's just go all in and like we'll see what happens. And so we ended up signing up for coaching.
So that's so interesting. And I think that this is important of like you had gotten your period back, but then it didn't, you mean like it was like your second one didn't come, right? And it was just like, oh, and obviously to you, like you're like, I know why it didn't come. You know what I mean? Because I went right back to like everything that I was doing and that like the mindset had not changed. So I think that this is really interesting because I've had a couple of clients where they're like, yeah, I actually know that it's only a matter of time before I fall right back into this like situation before. And so really, obviously guidance and you know what I mean, but accountability, like I think women, especially HA women, like we are high accountability people. Like if you know what I mean, to the point where like if I say I'm going to do something out loud, like I'm like, "Ugh, I need to deliver because I said I was going to do it, right?" And so like I know I'm not the only one like that. And so I just feel like a positive place of accountability, especially for women who have been athletes and they, and so it's like think about this, like I, you know, like I think this goes well too, and this doesn't mean just athletes, but athletes have been coached their entire lives. You know what I mean? Like they've been coached their entire lives. So to us, it's not crazy to get a coach. Like for me, like I have no qualms. I'm like, oh, I just want to become better at pickleball. I'm gonna hire a coach. That doesn't mean that I have to go pro, but like I've just been coached my, and that doesn't mean that I can't do things on my own. I just know the value. I could either spend 2 years trying to figure this out, or someone could be like, oh, yeah. So, like, you just took the wrong pathway. You actually need to go straight and you took a hard diagonal. And the learning curve just gets cut so fast. So fast. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I want to get better at this point in business. Hire me a coach. Like, I am always just like, coach me. You know what I mean? So, I bring that up because you had said something to me during a session. I was like, oh, that's so good. You're like, Ashley, my entire life, I've told my body to do more. And now, like, you want me not to do that? Like, what do you... So just kind of like explain a little bit about that because I felt like it was so good about what you had said.
Yeah, like for me, like growing up playing sports, like I think I always found something to attach my identity to in the physical, like that people could look at me and say, oh yeah, like she's the girl that plays basketball, or she's the athlete at the college level, or you know, like she's the All-American, she's this, she's that. And like so I just constantly kept placing that identity in things like that my body could do for me, in the sports world. And I mean, yeah, like as an athlete, like I don't know. Our coaches were kind of crazy. Like, I feel like we,
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm a coach now and I'm like, I make my kids do crazy stuff. Like, I'm like, hard is good. Like, it's not a bad thing. Like, you can do hard things. And like, all of that is really true and it's great. But it's also like, our bodies are also like, it, like, they're meant to rest too. Like, nobody ever really taught us about that when I was in college. It was
Fair.
like, go, go, go. Like push your body, push it. And like now it's like I'm learning that my body's actually like telling me things, and like it's okay to not want to work out or like not have a desire to do something. And like it doesn't change who I am or my identity. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like it's been just this year that I feel like I've been able to surrender that part of me. And with that surrender, I've gained a whole new level of freedom. And it's just, I don't know, like it, you don't have to push yourself to the limit for your whole life just because coaches have been telling you to do that. Like you can listen to your body, you can give it what it wants and what it needs. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely a much better, it's a much healthier place for me than waking up at 5 a.m. and working out for an hour and a half before I go to work all day and not, obviously not eating enough or whatever. So
yeah, no, that is so true. So there's so much truth to that because I feel like growing up, if like you're an athlete growing up or just anybody even in an athletic space, because I think it's the same message that's even sent now, is that like if you rest, you're lazy and you must not want it. If you take a rest day, then someone else is outworking you. Like these are like things that like we grew up like believing, you know what I mean? Like this was like the truth, right? And that if like your rest, then like your competitor is getting stronger and all these things. And so what it really is like a race to burnout. You know what I mean? To the point where it's just like, yeah, like to those statements, yes. And you know what I mean? Like we really miss that. And as an adult, we're just like, oh, well, first off, no, I'm not a college athlete anymore. But like, that doesn't really like turn off. Like we just put it into work. We put it into something. And so what it, so I love that you brought that up because that looked like for you waking up at like what, 4:30? What was it, 4 or 4:30?
Yeah, like 4:30. Yeah.
Yeah, 4:30 in order to get this. And mind you, you are teaching all day and you are coaching all day. And at that time, like you were eating like very little, doing all that. And at the end of the day, it's like, I should be able to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I should be able to push hard, do these things. And so I also wanted to kind of chat about your journey too, because whenever like you pushed really hard. I mean, so think about this, like there is a place for pushing. It's just different. It's like pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone to do the things that you don't want to do, which isn't different, but we've always been like rewarded with a physical, like, oh, my body's changing, or I'm physically able to lift this, or I'm physically able to do this. And then there comes this validation from that. And now when it comes to HA recovery, that push and that drive is still required, but there's nobody over here validating you being like, I'm so happy. You know what I mean? Or, you know, like,
right.
It's like we go through validation withdrawal.
For sure.
You know, and we're just like, but yet like we pride ourselves on working so hard and all this, that like, we don't even know that we care about validation that much.
Yeah. No, that's spot on.
Yeah, like we're just like shocked by it ourselves. We're like, I'm now just discovering this for myself along with you, and I am shocked. But like back to my point, like we had changed so much of your food. So what I think is interesting is that you were able to get a cycle back previously. Obviously, it didn't come back, and you had so many blind spots when it came with food. How shocking was that for you? Were you like, this was the worst decision to sign up for coaching? Like, this chick is crazy. She's taken away all my food. I don't even like her.
I mean, I think deep down in my heart, like I knew there was still a lot of like issues and like root work. It's like, I don't know, like my husband and I, like we talked a lot, obviously, just about like, we've talked about just different imagery and stuff. And like, when you look at a tree and when it's like uprooted, I can remember us walking and like a tree's root system just reveals like what it's connected to. And like, when it gets like ripped up from the ground, like it wasn't fully like rooted and grounded in what it should be. And like, for me, like there was just so many bad roots and like bad things that like, and it's not, it's just, they became like things that I fixated on and like things that I was like obsessive about. And like, to the point where like it made things like family vacations not enjoyable, or like just even like, I think back, like I love my husband and I enjoyed our honeymoon, but even our honeymoon, like there was certain things that like I would and wouldn't eat. And like I would wake up in the morning and work out, like, and I know that That sounds crazy to some people, but I felt like I
Oh,
had
not to this population. You're like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. And so like once we started working together, I was just like, I knew like deep down that there was a good amount of stuff that was gonna have to change. But we were just at the point where I was like, okay, like we want to have a child. Like I'm going to have to put like my selfish desires like behind and be willing to sacrifice for us and like the family that we want. And yeah, like what you said, like I didn't realize how much like I valued what other people said until like this may be hard for some people and like this was hard for me, but until I gained 35 pounds in a year and nobody was talking about how I looked anymore, like that was like that's been a challenge. I'm in a job where people see me all the time and like I'm still in the athletics workspace and like people constantly talk about other people's bodies. And so, but you just, yeah, I mean, you start to realize like how many bad roots you actually have. And like now I'm very grateful because it's allowed me to experience a different level of freedom for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, I think sometimes, like to your point, you're like, I knew what I had to, like, I knew she was gonna talk about this, but it was like, but just having somebody almost validate, like, no, we can't keep eating that. Like, that's not gonna get us over the edge, right? I mean, because I think at the level that you were at when I mean, not like, oh my gosh, the level, but you know, like I was the same way too. Like I had changed my entire life. My entire life was biohacked. You know what I mean? From sleep to getting up to getting my workouts to what do I eat? How do I get the food when I'm traveling and all these things? You know what I mean? Like I had integrated it so well that it didn't feel like dieting, it didn't feel hard. So like when some of these people were like, it was so hard to do, I was like, I can't relate. Like I feel like I could, no, like I'm fine. You know what I mean? And so you almost don't realize like what you're doing anymore. Like you don't realize like how much we've normalized. And you're like, oh, about that. About that. Because you were like, okay, I will take out all movement, which you did. Mind you have a very busy lifestyle. So, like, it's not like you were sitting and doing nothing. Like, you teach PE with
Right.
kids, and you're a basketball coach of like multiple things,
Right.
multiple things and levels and stuff like that. So, you're not doing anything. And then, what was it? After 7 weeks, you got your period back? Like, it was like pretty fast.
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Yeah, it was definitely fast.
Although I'm pretty sure you had just sent me an email being like, Ashley, this is like what's go, you know what I mean? Like we were like on the verge of like mental breakdown, which everybody is. Everybody's on the verge of mental breakdown. Like that's just normal. That is my normal inbox. You know what I mean? That
Yeah.
is my normal inbox. But then I was like, so during this, I was like, Oh my gosh, she is absolutely ovulating. And so for your first one to be in ovulation is just like all these changes, everything was just like worth it. That last push, and giving up that last bit of control, because obviously you didn't give up this control with the first chick that you were working with, and you obviously weren't going to give it up on your own. And then you did, and then boom, like hello, ovulation.
It was definitely cool. I mean, I think we talked about it on our last call, but like we watched a movie and like one of the parts of the movie to kind of like showed this kid with something that he valued more than God. And like my faith is obviously important. And that really convicted me because I was like, okay, like that's like literally after we watched that movie, I was like, okay, like I need to stop working out because like that's probably the thing that I value the most right now. And so, I mean, it's definitely not easy, but like I just gave it all up right away. Like I stopped completely. And like for a long time, I kept trying to like rationalize it or like find ways to like work around that. Like I'm gonna go walk on an incline for an hour, or I'm gonna do, I don't know, just things that I felt like wasn't as like strenuous or hard, instead of just fully giving it up and surrendering it. But when I finally surrendered it, that was the last bit of freedom that you're talking about. And in that, I mean, obviously now it's, we see that it's like paid off, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's one of those things where, sometimes like I truly believe. So I used to do the same thing with like CrossFit. I'd be like, I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna work out like 50%. I'm just gonna like take it easy. And when I hear clients be like, I'm just gonna go to CrossFit, but I'm just not gonna try as hard, or I'm just like not going to do the high intensity parts. And I'm like, that doesn't work. But I get what you're trying to do. This is like your version of a step down approach, but like you're just spinning your wheels. And this isn't being a proponent of like everybody has to completely stop exercise, but I think to your point, when people have this highly unhealthy relationship with it, sometimes you absolutely just need a break from it completely, like a cold cut break, so that like you can almost go through the withdrawal. You know what I mean? I do think that there is a withdrawal, because like people will be like, I'm so sad, I'm so depressed. Like you feel all the things. 'Cause I also think that sometimes we push our bodies to like such extremes, either for distraction, for numbing, just for so many things. There's so many things. And then whenever you no longer have that crutch, you like feel all the things, and then you have to process all the things, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, this feels horrible. Why would I ever do this? But then you have to go through it, and then like when you come out the other side, it's so interesting. One of the things I like to say is that it's almost like, when you're like washing clothes, and this is for the top loader, not the front loader people, the top loader. So if you still have a top loader that has the centerpiece in it, I believe in older washer and dryers, because I feel like they're less complicated and they're not going to break on me. Anyways, so my top loader with the center in it, like it'll turn off, but it'll keep spinning. And it'll keep spinning even though it's not on anymore. And it takes a while for it to stop spinning. And I feel like that is what our nervous system is like whenever we've pushed so hard and we've been living off of stress and cortisol for so long that even though we stop doing it, it's like our body is like spinning and it's unsettled and it just doesn't feel good and you're just irritated and all these things. And then it finally stops and you're like, oh. So yeah, so I feel like that's kind of like where you're at, where like you're like, oh, I didn't die.
No, yes. Like when I initially started this process, like I was just like fighting it as hard as I could. Like I didn't want to change. I didn't want to give up anything that I was doing. But yeah, like once you do, it's like, man, this is like, I don't have to live like this forever. Like, there
Yeah.
is light at the end of the tunnel. Because I mean, there was a lot of days in the middle of it. I was just like, man, am I going to get to the other side of this? Like, am I going to be able to push through this? And I think like, it's just a different type of hard. Like, it's choosing what's best for us in that. And like, that was still a challenge to do. Like, that was not easy. I say I just gave it up, but like, that was an incredibly hard choice for me to make, like, to just give up exercising altogether. And there were still days that I really wrestled with that every, like, pretty, I mean, really almost every day up until like the last like 3 weeks, because it probably has been 7 weeks since I've like gotten up and like done a workout and all of those things. So,
Oh, and think about like you're getting up. So then here's the other thing, and other things that like I want people to realize that it's never like just the workout. It's the like getting up at 4 a.m. It's the missing out on sleep. It's the like, it's just, and I'm not saying, look here. For you to be able to get up at 4 a.m. and do something like a morning workout, you would have to, like, you can't be slacking on, like, you can't have other gaps. You know what I mean? And so it's like one of those things where it's like, it was, yes, working out and probably like the mental hold on it about working out, but also just getting up early before everybody else, like pulling yourself out of bed. You know what I mean? Getting up before the sun. And then I'm sure you weren't eating at 4:30 a.m. Nobody's eating at 4:30 a.m. So then now we're doing a fasted workout at 4:30 a.m.
Right.
Right? So you're like, it's never like just the workout.
Yeah, there's like a lot of other factors for sure. Yeah, I mean, like I never ate before. I const like I would wake up, I would work out. And like I it wasn't just like a 45-minute workout, a 30-minute workout. Like it was like an hour and a half. Like I would do stuff. So, yeah, I mean there's definitely so many other factors to what I was going through. But they all added up for a long time, obviously.
Yeah, no, I think like your journey has been so like fast, you know what I mean? And with fast comes like a lot of processing afterwards. You know what I mean? I think like everyone has to process. Like
For
you're
sure.
gonna, you know what I mean? Like everybody has to process. You either process before or you process after, but like you will be processing.
And I'm
You
like
know?
a big processor, so like it's gonna take me a while to process through this whole journey. But yeah, I mean it has. Like it just feels like it's been like incredibly fast, like such a whirlwind for me over the last 7 weeks for sure.
No. So what do you feel like? I mean, obviously we all feel like we're gonna give up and it's just like the absolute worst and everything, but like what was your closest like mental breaking point where you're like, oh my gosh, like I literally cannot do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had like a lot of those days, if I'm being honest. Like, I mean, they would be like once or twice a week, but I mean, there were times that like I was actually sharing with one of my college teammates. She's one of my best friends. She lives in the town that we live in. She came over for dinner tonight. Like, there were times that this is like hard to think about now, but like I was never to the point where I was suicidal. And if like, I mean, I understand, like I've had family members who have been, but like there were days that I'm like, I wouldn't care if like I died today. Like that's how much like I'm just so tired of going through this. Like I'm tired of wrestling with this process, like just the unknown. Like obviously I'd put in what I felt like was so much work because I had changed so much even before like I had met you. And I was just like forget this. Like, I'm done with this. Like, I've worked so hard and, like, still nothing, not realizing, like, yes, like, I had worked so hard, but there was still, like, growth to be, like, that needed to take place. But yeah, I mean, I had a lot of those, unfortunately, I think, in my journey. I also started at a pretty low place in where I was at. 'Cause, like, obviously, I got to a point where like I was getting sick pretty frequently, and like my in my first year in the position that I'm in currently, I actually lost 15 pounds that year. So like I already didn't have a period, and then I lost that much weight due to like getting sick and like extra stress and like the amount of stress I was continuing to put on my body. And so then obviously like I had a lot of room to cover, like a lot of ground to cover in the last 2 years. And I didn't obviously have that perspective when I was going through it. Like I just was mad some days and frustrated and just wanted to give up. But I definitely am thankful that I persevered. And honestly, like I know like my husband and I, like we're just grateful that we decided to like jump into coaching. 'Cause I mean, I would echo what you said. Like it's and to find some like I feel like I've connected to you, like you were able to help like push me. And I just like my previous person that I worked with, like I just didn't connect. Like it was just change this, change that. But like you kind of gave me like perspective. And that helped me a lot. I don't know. So I would say like we're both really grateful for that.
Yeah, I think perspective is so wild because like when I go back and I think about my journey, right? Or think about like the position that you were in, it's like the only thing that like a client quote unquote lacks. Does that make sense? It's like you technically know what to do. You're like, I technically know I need to go in this direction, right? But the perspective of like, oh, I am this far away when it comes to carbs. And the perspective is like, oh, she gonna need to be here. Or the perspective of like, I am this low in fat, and it's like, this chick's gonna need to eat some whole eggs. You know what I mean? Just like these things, or just even the perspective of like, you know, of like, oh, this is what this particular, and this is why we only work with one type of client, just because it's like, one, we're very passionate about this, but two, you know, like this is like our jam. But it's like there's like almost this pathway where it's almost like this, like it's this high, it's this low, it's this high and this low and this high and this low. And it's like, you know how close they're getting, right? And it's like, I know you feel like you are in the pits right now, but you're actually kind of really close. And it's just so like the opposite. You know what I mean? You're like, what do you mean I'm close? I feel like this is the lowest part in my journey. And it's just wild. It's wild to see the body turn on when us as women feel like, oh, we're at the lowest part of our life.
Yeah, for sure. And like for me, like I even think so it's funny that you say that. Like I'm really close to my sister, and so we believe that it was at least close to like November 17th when I started to like ovulate. November 16th was one of the hardest days for me. Like my sister sent me a video of my nephew like saying that he loved me and that I was beautiful, and like because that day was like so hard, like I wrestled so hard. And it's just like you're exactly right, like you don't know how close you are. And like
And think about the next day, you were like, meaning that you had the LH surge, you had the estrogen surge, you had all this, and you just didn't know that tomorrow is going to be the day that you ovulate.
right.
And I'm sure if I would have been like, hey, hold on, you're going to ovulate tomorrow, you're going to be like, no, I'm not. Like, this is the worst day of my life.
Right.
You know what I also think is also like a perspective shift that I think is just wild that like we kind of all wind up having, and we kind of sit in this haze afterwards and you're just like trying to gather yourself. Is you're like, okay, are you trying to tell me that I am healthier now with the weight that I've gained and how I feel in my body and me, you know, like all these things. Girl, I was so pissed. I was like, I mean, I was livid. So like when I say all these things, I'm talking about myself. You know what I mean? But are you trying to tell me that that was a healthier version of me than when I was at my leanest, most cut, veggie loving, overeating raw salads, veggies, you know, You're just like macro counting, working out, everything. Like, you're trying to tell me that I'm healthier now than then. Like, I'm pretty sure I can find every doctor to disagree with you.
Right.
And yet, that is when your body decides to turn on. You have a robust amount of hormones flowing. And that was not available to you at your leanest self, eating like lean cuisines and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like a whole spectrum, like a perspective, like whirlwind. You almost just like can't keep up with it. And that's why I'm just like, you kind of just always need time to process afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ross and I had a lot of those conversations throughout this journey. I'm just like, this does not make any sense. Like, I was so fit, like I could like do so many things, like I could, you know what I mean? Like I was so disciplined, like I ate salads every single day, like for a lot of the time. And it's just like, but I wasn't healthy at all. Like my body was shutting down in a lot of ways. But yeah, it's crazy.
I know, just so wild. And so now you get to start the journey of like adding back in movement and doing just like this whole like ovulation. You know, like what I think is interesting is that the filter becomes different. The filter, like the top filter, is like, am I ovulating? Yes. Okay. Press go. Okay. Am I enjoying what I'm doing? Okay. Press go. Okay. Do I get to push hard? Yes. Okay. Press go. Okay. Am I having off days? Okay. Go. You know what I mean? Where now, like, ovulation was probably like 20th down the line. I don't know. You're probably like, I don't even care before. But now it's like the first filter. And so I just think it's, again, perspective. And you, like most of us would not even have that perspective unless our journey was like this. If I
Yeah.
could have just gained 10 pounds and got my period back and was ovulating, I'd be like, oh, please. I know I can find some wiggle room here. I know I can get back down. Like, I think for me, if like my body had only allowed 10 pounds, like I would be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth now. Absolutely, hands down. Cause I'd be like, I can push it, I can push it, I can push it. But because I think it took me what I felt was extreme, you know what I mean? Or just not the cute 10, 15 pounds. It was further than that. I was like, I am never doing this again.
Right.
I will never do this again.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm just
Yeah.
like, woo! And again, perspective. Like, it's just one of those things. It's like one of those things that can't be bought. Like, no matter, like it's just wild. Like, you truly have to go through it. Like, you have to like survive it, go through it, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I get what people are saying that I didn't die. It wasn't as bad. You know what I mean? It's just wild. It's just wild.
For sure. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
All right, lady. Well, is there anything that you want to leave the people with? Anything that you want to encourage them with? Or any part of your journey that you're like, oh, we didn't get a chance to talk about this?
Would just say, like, surround yourself with people like that care about you. Like, I think for me, like, obviously, I mean, you know this because we've talked about it every week, but like my husband's been super supportive. Like, he legit makes every type of bread that I could possibly want or need. And like even just like I said, like my siblings, my parents, like there's just been people close to me that have helped support me along the way. And just like continue to like reassure me of like my purpose and my why, like why I'm doing this, why I want to get healthy. And like when you do that, I think like you'll find reasons to keep pushing. Like, I mean, I shared a little bit, like literally that video of my nephew, like I watched it like 4 times that day, and it was just what I needed to continue to push. And like obviously now we just found out we're pregnant, obviously for the first time, and like you just never know how close you are. So I would say like surround yourself with people and like keep pushing even through the hard days, and like lean on those people when it does get really hard, because they'll help see you through to the other side.
Totally, Totally. I couldn't. Yes, my husband, like, I think having a supportive partner or even a friend, like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be a significant other, you know, just somebody that's going to be willing to like hold space for you. And some people may not have that. And that's why we have like the community. So there is somebody for you. It's called the AJ Society, but neither here nor there. But, you know, it's like, you know, like what like I needed was somebody to make me food. And then when I say I feel like I've gained blah 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 blah, like don't invalidate it. I'm like, don't, like I remember being like, don't say you can't tell. There's no way you cannot not tell. Okay. You're just, I just remember just like, just make me food.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go through the process. Just make me food so I don't have to think about it. So I could just do this thing and let me vent. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Kelsey. We are pumped about your recovery and just like you sharing your experience on like why you would even choose coaching after you're already getting your own period, your first one. So we look forward to
Of course.
hearing part two.
For sure. Yes. In the future.
Absolutely. All right. All right. Bye, lady.
Bye.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys, and it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys, but here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that blueprint bundle kit 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I am giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're gonna make some moves. We're gonna make some moves on recovery. It's gonna be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website, and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about the Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.